And welcome back to Guerrilla Radio, CFUV, 101.9 FM, cfuv.uvic.ca, and there's all other kinds of other ways to get us on Twitter and Facebook and all those myriad other things, Tumblrs and Bumblers and all the rest of it. Joining me now, as oft times she does, is Victoria Street News publisher and CFUV radio broadcaster in her own right, Janine Bancroft. Hey, Janine.
Hey, Chris. So this afternoon, in between the rain and wind storms, now it's sunny again. What a day. I went to the Right to Sleep During the Day Affidavit Preparation and Community Forum organized by the famous David Arthur Johnston and David Shabib and others. And what's happening, just to recap quickly, Kathy Boyce Parker and Irene Faulkner are the lawyers who championed the Right to Sleep trial that went to the Supreme Court, and it was a response to city bylaws that basically said, no, you can't sleep anywhere, anytime, ever. And the homeless community said, but the shelters are full, and we need to sleep outside, and it's winter, and it's cold. And so this went to court, and the city dragged its feet and tried to keep this thing from happening, but it happened. It took years. And these two women, I mean, they were just incredible. They had all kinds of witnesses talking about, you know, the need for shelter and the right, our constitutional right to protect ourselves, and security of person and all that. And they finally won, right? And so the bylaw was struck down. But the city appealed the decision, and then the court said, okay, they added the words at night. So that now you can sleep in a park, in a shelter, at night. And there are persistent advocates for homeless who say, you know what, if people are working at night, they need to sleep in the day. If people are sick, they need to sleep in the day. If people have a right to privacy, you know, sometimes you just need to take a break and there's nowhere to go if you're homeless and just have some quiet time. So they're revisiting this, these lawyers are, and they're looking for people to provide them with some argument that they can take to the court. So, for example, it came up today when I was at the meeting, that this issue of privacy, and apparently the right to privacy is mentioned in the charter. So what they want to do is collect affidavits as they did previously and start to build a case. And it was a bit easier to build the first case because, you know, the law was much more horrendous. And there also was a tent city where they could go and just, you know, talk to people and get their statements. And now the homeless people, of course, are all scattered around and they don't feel perhaps as confident in sharing their stories or even know that this is happening. So if people are listening and they can help facilitate this process, these are wonderful lawyers, and it'd be good to do that. Because like Kathy said, you know, you can legislate, you can strike down a bylaw, and you can say things are unconstitutional, and you can hold governments to do the absolute minimum that they ought to be doing. But, you know, of course they should be doing more than that. It's very hard for lawyers in a court of law to say, to get a ruling saying that government has to do these things. But what they can do is say that where they're in violation of our rights.
Well, and is David still in Victoria? I thought he'd left.
He went last summer. He went on a Cross Canada tour. You know, this is a guy who never uses money. He hasn't used money for over a decade. I mean, he just gets gifted whatever he needs. If he doesn't have what, you know, he just waits until it comes to him. Now, he does have a friend who has shelter and food for him, but you know, it's a voluntary thing, I guess. I don't know the arrangement, but he did travel all the way across Canada like that last year, sharing this message, because this was a charter challenge, you know, the Canadian Charter of Rights and Freedoms, and he thinks if we can do it here, we should be able to do it everywhere. And I mean, you know, the homeless community is, one person stood up and said, you know, I know this is a bit off topic, but I work with the street community, and I can tell you that these people are harassed constantly by the police. The people they fear the most are the police, you know, never mind the drunks out of the bars and the people who are whacked out on drugs. The people the homeless community fears the most are the police. So, I mean, that's a whole other thing. And VIPERG, of course, is also building a case, collecting affidavits of stories who've been harassed or witnessed harassment on the streets. But, yeah, this is kind of David's, he's definitely a champion of this and spent a lot of time in jail fighting for the right to sleep. Because, you know, if you think if there's ever an emergency and we're all out on the streets because of the global climate crisis hurricane or whatever it is, you know, this is going to impact our lives too, right? Mm-hmm.